And delegates, we need to get started.
Chair, delegates are outside.
I think we have a quorum.
I need parent organization.
Welcome back from coffee. Can I ask the delegations to take their seats? We are ready to start and continue. Our interpreters are already at post. Good morning, interpreters.
Good morning.
So we are looking at the proposal for the elaboration of new standards and related texts, and for the discontinuation of work, a proposal arising after 1st of April 2010, in document CX CSC 10/33/7, Addendum 2. Addendum 2. Which one?
Because it was this one. It was already measured separately.
I'm advised by the Secretariat that the information reflected in Addendum 2 is actually the documents that we have already approved as NEWAC. So that concludes that particular agenda item 2B. Thank you very much. We now continue to agenda item 3, and agenda item 3, member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a brief comment in terms of how we've conducted the critical review of the new work. I'd like to just reflect back. In December, we had a really useful discussion on the way that the critical review of standards under development was presented to the members of this committee. We did some work on the table and the format and some of the information that was contained in that. There's been a little bit of informal discussion amongst some of the members that we've been presented with a list of new work, but without project documents for a large number of these items of work. I'm not entirely sure that we can convince ourselves that we've done justice to undertaking a critical review of these new work without having looked at the project documents. Personally, I have had people go back and pull out all the project documents and attach them to briefings. But I note that in last year's report, we actually considered proposals for new work, including project documents. There seems to be a little bit of inconsistency in the information we're being provided with again this year. The other question that I would like to pose is, several of these project documents do actually identify the possible need for scientific advice. obviously the scientific advice hasn't been defined as yet, but it would be useful, I think, for members to have some comment from the FAO and WHO, who are the custodians of providing this advice, so that when we recommend to the Commission approval of this new work, that we actually are confident that we have looked at the full picture, and that the Commission itself can be confident that we've looked at the full picture. So I'd just like to perhaps, if members would agree, to maybe have a bit of discussion about whether we need to be provided with the project documents in addition to the papers, whether it's individual members' responsibilities to do their homework and to go back and look at those project documents. A few thoughts in terms of how we actually go forward with this work in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, member for NASWAP. We have coordinator for Europe, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to apologize for not rising before and any other businesses. One problem, which is concerning some ideas for a new work in relation to the code of hygienic practice for meat. My question is it acceptable this for the executive committee to include? Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Europe. Let's go back to the two issues raised by member for NASWAP. The first one was availability of the project documents. And the second one was whether we can get comments from FAO and WHO, especially where those proposals refer to the need for scientific advice during the standards elaboration process. I'd like to give Secretariat a chance to respond to project documents and then call upon FAO and WHO to shed some light on how that area should be tackled. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To reply to the questions from the member for NASWAP, at the last session of the Executive Committee, we discussed the monitoring. And on the monitoring, we made some change or some proposals to provide more information. This is one issue. At the last session of the Executive Committee held before the Commission, that was in 2009, the presentation was the same. And at the time, the committee we had explained and the committee had agreed that at the time there was no objections that we would not reproduce all the project documents from all the committees, because that would be in order to, as a cost-saving measure and also for practical reasons, that we had put the list of the old project documents exist, because there is a reference. The only project documents which were presented to the present meeting were those in Addendum 2, and in similar cases, when project document is not available at the time of the committee, and then it would be provided to the executive committee. So there were two of them, but in all the other cases, the project documents were approved by the committee at the time of the session, and they were available in the appendix to the report. So that was the reason why, and we had done exactly the same at the last session, and it seemed it was acceptable for delegates, and if we had to reproduce everything, of course we could do it, but we were trying to save some paper and save also some cost, and all these are available. So that's of course up to the members. So that was our reply to explain why it was presented in this way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So it seems that most of these proposals, as noted in the documents, are really appendices from the various committees. And we are getting from the Secretariat that as a cost-saving measure, there was no need to reproduce these documents again, and that's why we don't have them as separate documents. And that this was agreed in the last executive committee meeting, that practice. That is the explanation. Of course, there were two documents which came in late, and these have been presented here. Do we have...
Depend. And as it is, wants them to be noted.
Member for Asia, please.
My comment relates to some what NSWP said, and I'd like to ask the FAO and WHO concerning the new work on the CCPR, the pilot project in which GMPR would conduct an independent parallel review along with etc. And when we look at the list of chemicals scheduled for evaluation and re-evaluation by GMPR, the list of the priority list is already full till 2013. So the new, I should have said, intervened a bit earlier. And the already full. So, but this new proposal from CCPR requires the input from GMPR. So I'm wondering whether GMPR has capacity to additional work. That means work additional to what's already agreed on the priority list. And the GMPR has to add some the new products, which is sulfoxaflow. Sorry, and I'm really wondering this is a wise way. It we can of course we already agreed on advance the recommend the new work, but I'm still wondering this is the good timing is good or not. And in addition, the Veterinary Drug Registry Committee already added new quite similar new products in the priority list endorsed by JICFA. But I'm wondering whether the pilot project is endorsed by GMPR. So if you can clarify on that, thank you.
Thank you, Member for Asia. Member for North America, please.
Thank you. This is to expand a little bit on the discussion about distribution of the project documents. I'm not saying that we didn't make the decision at the last or at the CC exec meeting. I don't find it in the report. If we did make the decision, we might want to rethink it. The problem is that this is such an important thing that we do in terms of looking at proposals for new work. And I looked back, and I'm pretty sure that we did have the project documents for all of the proposals at the CC exec a year ago, because there weren't very many. And this time we have quite a few more. I'm sympathetic to the need to reduce costs and distribution of documents. Certainly, perhaps distribution is different than reproduction, and maybe we can find a way to distribute them. And I don't know if you can not reproduce them, but I do think that this is a very important thing that we're doing, and it was a little bit of concern to me that we didn't have the documents in front of us while we were doing this. Thank you.
Can we have a specific proposal on the way forward for this so that it doesn't keep on carrying forward? Let's have intervention of FAO on this matter, please. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the point raised by the member from NSWP as well as the member from Asia on the importance of this exercise that the executive committee is undertaking. This is one of the essential, I must say, role and mandate that the Commission has given to the Executive Committee, and it's important that it is done fully and in the most effective way. And I was, when I was listening to the endorsement of all these proposals, I was wondering whether there has been sufficient, the review, in-depth review of each one of them, and critical review particularly of each one of them, to ensure that, first of all, the criteria, all of them apply. Of course, the technical committees have done this job earlier, but I think it's the role of this committee to review and also endorse or otherwise the decisions made earlier by the technical committees. So I see a merit in pulling all these proposals together and distributing them electronically to the members of the committee, so prior to the meeting, so that they can have them all together, so they can review them and facilitate the task of the executive committee in this important review process. So I'm very much in favor of this, of the Secretariat in particular, pulling all these documents together and sending them electronically to all members of the Executive Committee so that they have them in one document and they can review them carefully. The other point also, which is important for FAO and WHO, is the need for scientific advice for some of these committees. And here I would see another type of review that is needed also from the Secretariat point of view to identify those proposals that would require scientific advice and flash them to the FAO and WHO so that they can plan their resources accordingly or comment on whether it is possible or not. And what are the, also, if it is possible, when it can be done, what are our planning, particularly this is, I see the GMPR has a full agenda for the next year in particular, so how can we add additional items to the agenda without prior consultation with them before approval? So all these, I think they are important aspects of the review process that involves this committee and this task of the committee, and also the FAO and WHO support this new work, if it is approved, of course, by the Commission. So that's what I could offer as a proposal, and it's of course up to you to decide. Thank you.
There is a proposal for way forward on how we conduct the critical review. The proposal from the FAO is that actually all these project documents should be pulled from the respective reports, be compiled in one document that could be submitted to the members of the committee electronically in advance of this meeting. Do we have support for that proposal?
Okay.
Or WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was just to clarify that in relation to JNPR, I think there were several questions here about the scientific advice. And in relation to JNPR, I might have to maybe disagree with Ezzedine, because I don't think that there is a problem including this work in JNPR work. And I think that in the new process in CCPR, this is actually being taken into consideration. So I think the process is actually now functioning very well, so that JNPR is also informed and agrees to the new work. So I don't think that there is a problem in relation to this new work. That doesn't mean that there couldn't be a problem for scientific advice in the future. And we know that since all the money is going to the Codex budget and not to scientific advice, of course we have less and less money for scientific advice in general. But I don't have to tell you that, do I?
Member for Nazwa, please. Okay, coordinator for Nearest.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. Anyone?
Thank you, Chair. I can concur with the proposal from the representative of FAO, but this runs contrary to what started discussing this morning, because we approved a table for proposals for new work. And the proposals in table two, we have agreed to that.
Thank you, coordinator for Nearest. Just clarify, yes, we have approved tables one and two. But for the future, we are trying to look for the future, how we conduct our business when it comes to this relevant item. So that was a proposal from FAO, and I'm looking if there is an objection from the floor. I see no objection. So Secretariat will in the future try to pull all these documents from the various annexes of the reports of the committees, compile them into a document that will be circulated to members electronically before the meeting. There was part two of the proposal that FAO and the WHO also needs to know the requests that may come from these new proposals, and that it would be good for the Secretariat to be able to share the proposals that require scientific advice for the input of the FAO and WHO. I'd like now to give the floor to Secretariat to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, as you mentioned, it's all of these documents are available electronically, so we present, we will add them, there is no problem at all. We'll get from the appendices of the committee and we will put them all in the document for approval of new work, so that's very simple, that's a practical issue. Now I wanted to provide some clarification regarding scientific advice and FAO, and further to what our colleague from WHO has said in the case of the project document on JNPR, which you can see because it's an addendum too, so that's a good example of a project document where there is an item. One of the items on the project documents, one of the headings relates specifically to the need for scientific advice. So there is nothing new to ask in this procedure. When the critical review was developed, it was done very carefully, and what we have in the project document is specifically the identification of the need for scientific advice. So it's not the Secretariat or whoever needs to advise FAO and WHO. It's the committee itself is doing it, and it's written in the paper. And we would just like to recall that all the committees which are working in the area of food safety their work is based on the scientific advice from the relevant expert committees or consultations, and FAO and WHO always participate in these committees. We have the general principles for risk analysis in Codex, and these are applied in general and also for specific committees, so there is very good interaction between risk assessors and risk managers. When there is some new issue, there may be something new to be asked, but in any case, that's one of the items in the project document where the scientific advice is required, and FAO and WHO participate in those committees, and they discuss with the committee, and that's what is very important, this, especially this interaction and the need when there is any request for scientific advice, that it should be very clear from the committee. So this interaction is really very important, and it's now specified in all these principles for risk analysis, and it's carried out in practice. So that's how FAO and WHO are aware of what is under discussion, because they participate in the committee. In most cases, if some specific issue would arise in a committee which normally does not request scientific advice, of course, that the committee and the secretariat, in the case that FAO and WHO do not participate in these committees, of course, we inform them directly, especially when we see there is some issue which might require scientific advice. But in general, there is really direct interaction between the committees and FAO and WHO risk assessors, and that was the case, of course, for GMPR. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, now there is still one request from the Coordinator for Europe. I would like to ask this committee to respond or to agree to the request from the Coordinator for Europe. He raised the issue on new work for code of hygienic practice for meat at this time. I would like to ask this committee whether that can be allowed to be considered under any other business. I see no objection to that proposal. It's late. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to be clarify what FAO had requested earlier. I think we, of course, know that there is, in many of these committees, particularly the horizontal committees, FAO is participating and WHO is participating. And we have information from what is happening in that committee, including on new work, as well as the requirements for possible requirements for scientific advice for this new work. I think what I wanted to flag here, I think it's important also to have a full picture of what is required from all these committees and these proposals made by the committees. And I think it would be useful for FAO and WHO, as well as for the Executive Committee, and I also believe for the Commission, to have a full picture, how much is required from FAO and WHO in terms of scientific advice to support the new work. And that's part of the decision-making process that we have to consider. And flagging all these new requirements for scientific advice in the documents that are distributed here would make it very easy for us to monitor, plan, and also plan for resources that may be required to undertake these scientific advice meetings. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, FAO. I think that was clarification on the earlier submission of sharing the information from new proposals with our partners who are responsible for scientific advice to Codex. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, President.
Thank you, Chairman.
I just wanted to come back to the European proposal on the meat hygiene code of practice. I have a doubt here because the meat hygiene committee has seems to have ceased its work, and I wonder whether this will be moved over to the hygiene committee. This decision will need to be taken in time to ensure that the right decision can be made. Thank you.
Member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't want to really try and prolong this any further. I'd support both the interventions from the FAO in terms of the way forward for the project documents, and I think that will make us much more efficient next year. In terms of the Member for Europe's proposal, I'd support the discussion of that under other business. I think the Member for the Regional Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean has raised an interesting question that the meat Hygiene Committee is adjourned, and that perhaps this committee is probably best placed to at least have an initial discussion if there is some further work required in that area. So I'd support that proposal for other business.
Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I'd also support this being to raise under any of the business. As I understood it, it was purely a notification item. It's for information only. So it didn't necessarily need discussion by this committee. So that was my understanding, and on that basis, I'd be happy for it to be notified under AOB. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think there is general support from the committee that that item be included under any other business. Thank you very much. Are there any other flags? I don't see any other flags, so we can proceed to agenda item number 3A. Financial and budgetary matters. And here we have part A of the agenda is Codex Program and Budget. I'd like to ask the Secretariat to introduce this document for discussion of this committee. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is standing item on the agenda. As you recall, at the last session of the Executive Committee, it was not possible to present it because it had been, it had taken place just after the FAO conference. So in this present paper, of course, I make the first introduction, and then FAO and WHO will clarify any further issues. We just would like to draw your attention to the new budget process in FAO, the definition of the program of work and budget. As we had already indicated in the last session of the Commission and at the last Executive Committee, there is now a new structure of the budget, which is based on results-based budgeting, which had been done in some years ago already in WHO. So that's standard practice throughout the UN system to present this budget in this way. And the structure and hierarchy of the budget is described in paragraph 4, strategic objective, organizational results, etc. So I will not read, of course, everything. And there is a reference to the strategic objective and the results to which the budget program, the Codex program is contributing, and the unit results. So these in the table on page 2, there is the organizational result, unit result, the products and services which are described, and then the activities which correspond, as we had explained already in previous discussions, more or less to the current Codex strategic plan, especially the distribution by type of activities, like the work of the Commission, Executive Committee, and General Principles, the work of coordinating committees, food safety committees, other general committees, commodity, etc. And these are all described, also publication, communication, and coordination activities. So these are described in this table. And the there is also the usual tables relating to the budget in 2008-09 in the past biennium. And we generally presented the table in table 1, but we try this time to, as requested already in previous sessions, to provide some more detail. So that was provided in the tables at the end. There is the expenditure for 2008-2009, and similarly there is a breakdown according to the different activities, like you can see the cost of the Commission, the cost of publications, and other activities. And there is also a more detailed breakdown by year. So there is 2008 and there is 2009, and you can see some of the differences, like at the beginning of the biennium, some codes, the specific budget codes were not yet defined, so some, there are more expenses in some general items. And at the end of the biennium, you can also see that there was an increase. In the second year of the biennium, a lot of increase was related to publications, etc. So we had to, we budget allowed us to present a number of printed publications by thematic area, for example, and there was increased cost, which you can see. You can also see the difference, which we try to explain, between the Commission held in 2009 and the Commission held in 2008. There is a substantial difference, and the Commission in 2009 was one day longer. There were also two night sessions, so the cost of interpretation was much higher. There may have been a little more documents, a little more higher number of participants, so cost of printing also was much higher, and that was the some of the explanation we wanted to give. And also for 2008, the cost was a little lower, but it should be added to that cost some figures which had been transferred to WHO at the end of 2007, only for the organization of the Commission. So that's that was the explanation for these. So we try to be to put a little more detail. Something new, which had not so new, but which had not been done for quite some time, was to recognize the contribution of host countries. That's in paragraph 14 and 15. The last time it had been done was in 1999, so that was really a long time ago. And we want, of course, to thank all the host countries of committees which have given us detail, more or less detailed, or 1, 2, or 3 years, the cost. As we could not, we did not get the same level of detail for all of them. What we did is to group in a final figure, which is highlighted in paragraph 15. So that was the complete year, the year for which we had really all the figures. That was 11 out of 13 committees held during that period. And it's, as you can see, almost more than $2 million. So it's a very high figure. If you, the estimation would be that it would be double for 2 years for one biennium. So that's very important. And we would like, of course, to thank the host country. They replied, all of them, and also for their very substantial contribution, because without the host countries, we could not hold all the sessions of Codex meetings. As regards the proposals for 2010-2011, as we explained in the paper, there is a new structure of the budget. We have the combined accounts. There was the proposal at the last session of the Commission, and the approved program work and budget in 2010-2011 with the efficiency savings, and that's the paragraph 20, it explained that it's based on the usual pattern of sessions, one session of the Commission every year, two sessions in the Executive Committee prior to the Commission, and one between the sessions of 2011-2012. There is also some explanation as to, from paragraph 33 onwards, on the background of the pattern of session of the Executive Committee. And that was because we heard sometimes some concern that the number had been reduced. In fact, it was always, since the evaluation and since the commission of 2003, it was three sessions per biennium. And initially, the request to have additional sessions of the executive committee was to absorb the additional work of the evaluation, which is now completed. So now the current situation, we have these three sessions in the biennium. Going back to some specific issues, which are the efficiency savings, that's explained in the paragraphs 21 to 24. So as a result, in any case, also the structure, the number of people working in the secretariat did not change. There was some additional funds which were for posts which had been scheduled but in the end could not be allocated. But these funds were used for several activities, and especially to complete translation language coverage of the final text, translation especially into Arabic and Chinese, which had not been done for all Codex text and some of the publication, and also initiating the upgrade of the website, which is still ongoing. The issue of language coverage, we had this discussion earlier. There are two proposals for additional language coverage, one in Russian that was discussed several times, and now with the concurrence of IFIO and WHO, we would consider Russian interpretation for the next session of the Commission. We will try to consider that and see if this is possible, because that would be very important for the Russian-speaking countries. Regarding use of Portuguese in CC Africa, that was a request of the Regional Committee for Africa, and it was implemented on an experimental basis, but now there was very good feedback, and that was very useful for the country, so that will continue as an interpretation language, because as regards translation, it is not possible at this stage. Similarly, for Russian, we were talking about interpretation at the Commission, not the coverage of the translation. So that should be... there is also a very important part that I will defer to IFIO and WHO, but just to draw your attention to Part D, which is on the scientific support to Codex, and that was... there is also a table with the... There is... No, not a table, but the actual expenditures and the figures are presented in Part D, and it used to be in separate papers, so now we have everything in the same paper. There is IFIO and the WHO budget. And we would also like to know that part of the efficiency saving in the, as you know, the Codex, the joint FAO-WHO program is part of the Division Nutrition and Consumer Protection, and there have been some efficiency savings. It has affected not so much the Codex side, but it has affected also the scientific advice side. And there are, as a result of cuts, which were at the level of FAO as a whole, and each division had to make some savings, so that's the result. Also, some cut on the FAO budget in that side. And we would also like to inform the executive committee that, in view of the structure of the budget, in cases there are some difficulties in the provision of scientific advice budget, it is possible to, in some cases, have some support from the Codex budget. But that would be a possibility. Really, there are some problems, and we would also like to highlight the importance of scientific advice for the work of Codex on food safety. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. The floor is open for comments and discussion. But before the comments, I think I wish to note and acknowledge the tremendous support of the host governments in furthering the work of Codex. as provided in the budget. There is substantial amount in terms of direct funding, the work of Codex, and we really need to appreciate that continued support towards the goals of the Commission. So we thank the respective member states who are hosting these very important Codex Committee meetings. Comments from the floor? Sure. Yes, WH. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, it's just a maybe very simple question. Probably a simple answer, so it's just probably exposing my ignorance. There's the tables at the back, or by calendar year. Does the budget operate on a calendar year basis or a financial year basis? It's just so I can read the tables properly, because we talk about bienniums, but the biennium seems to be two calendar years rather than two financial years. So just if someone can explain to me, that'd be great. Thank you.
Maybe I can even add that, because financial year is only something that you operate with in a national setting. In the UN setting, we operate in calendar years, which really makes a lot of sense, and which a number of countries have also changed to. So this is calendar years, and it's we always operate in biennium, both in FAO and WHO, and I believe also in any other UN organization. Just while I have the floor, maybe just to reiterate the WHO's strong feeling for the need to support the work of the Codex program, and also for the need to link it to the scientific advice and the need for funding of scientific advice, because the one doesn't work without the other. Then maybe also to make it clear to everyone here that at the moment WHO is facing semi-serious constraints in relation to the budget. I cannot speak for FAO, but because of financial crisis, there are a number of the external donors that might not come forward with the same level of funding that they have before. And as you know, 75% of the full budget of WHO is extra budgetary, only 25% is regular budget. So there are constraints in relation to the money in general in WHO, and our strategic objective 9, which is nutrition and food safety and food security, for the next biennium, which is 2012-13, is supposedly going down significantly. So you have to recall all the discussions that we've had in relation to how we use the money in the best way, and I think it's very important to look at how Codex uses its money in the best way, and I think we have better and better tools to see that. But I would still continue that to state that, seen from a WHO point of view, there might even be more ways of making good use of the money than what we're doing now. And therefore, maybe continued discussions about printing more papers is really maybe not the way forward in the time that we are at the moment. And please remember all the time that the money comes basically out of the same pot, the money for Codex and the money for scientific advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you, WHO, for those observations. I don't see any further flags.
If you wanted to say.
Oh, sorry.
And then I'll stand in North
America. Member for North America, please.
Thank you. I have not had a chance at this point to go over this in any great detail, but I do have a question because I note some decisions about cost savings, the two that I noticed related to staffing and also to not having one of a session of the executive committee this winter. My question to you, I guess this goes to the secretariat, were there other things that were considered when the decisions were made on cost savings? Were there other areas where the possibility perhaps existed that you considered but made a decision the way you did? Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first start by saying that the Codex and Codex-related activities, in particular the scientific advice to Codex, is a high priority in FAO and continues to be a high priority. And this is reflected, of course, in the budget for the current biennium that has been approved by the FAO conference, and FAO contribution continues to increase, as you can see it in the tables and the documents that I provide to you. Also, I wanted to say a few words about the new budgetary framework that is now in operation in FAO, which is built on the result management, let's say, approach, which links strategic objectives to what we call organizational results, and the organizational results to several unit results. And we have purposely this time included Codex budget, the secretariat budget, and the scientific advice to Codex within the same organizational unit, and that is, organizational results, which is organizational result D1, because we believe that there's so much interaction between the two that it's important that we have a full picture of the resources that's provided to both the secretariat as well as the scientific advice, or at least the FAO portion of the scientific advice that supports Codex. Having said that, of course, we are operating, like WHO said, under a lot of constraints. From the budgetary point of view, we have been requested by our FAO conference to achieve an efficiency savings by a certain amount for the whole organization, over $22 million. Of course, these have been divided between different departments, and our department has to contribute, and within that department, our division has to contribute this. And we have discussed this internally with the senior staff in the division, and including the secretariat of the Codex and Task Commission, and the idea was to absorb this with the minimum damage possible. And the post at P4 level that had to be unfortunately eliminated because it was added last biennium by FAO, which created big unbalance, also disbalance between contribution FAO and WHO, because it was added to what we already contribute. And we, after discussion with the secretariat, we felt it is important to rather keep another item of the budget, which is the so-called non-staff human resources, which are resources that are available to the secretariat to contract part-time consultants, even posts that are with a certain limitation in terms of time, so that it covers its needs in terms of support to the work of the secretariat whenever it's needed. We have, in fact, two We have hired two people that are working on the website and as well as on the communication, etc., from those resources. And we felt that it gives more flexibility to the Secretariat to have these resources to hire people to help the Secretariat on specific tasks that the Secretariat has no time or sometimes are not also specialized in those in providing this type of work. So that is that's our approach, and we believe that it provides more flexibility for the Secretariat to do the work with additional human resources that can hire and contract on part-time basis. So that's the philosophy behind. Now, on the comment that the reduction in the provision of scientific advice, there has been a slight reduction, not that many. I think the provision of scientific advice has still some over $900,000 of resources for supporting Codex in scientific advice, which is slightly lower than before. But on the other hand, we should note that we have started, as you know, and I think it was we had discussed it yesterday with WHO also, we started a trust fund that is GIFSA, it's called GIFSA, a trust fund for the provision of scientific advice, which we are making every effort to publicize it, to bring it to the attention of donors, to attract funding that would complement the assessment or the funds provided by FAO from the from membership through assessed contributions. So I believe in the overall, we have already received some positive response from certain donors to contribute to the GIFSA, which is quite promising. And we believe that this is the approach in the future. I think FAO is being pushed now that not to count on the assessed contribution only, but also like WHO is in the process right now, that will be only one proportion of its budget will be from assessed contribution, but a larger proportion, which will increase with time, will come from what we call voluntary contributions from member states to certain programs that they consider of priority for them and for the organization. Thank you.
I'll ask Secretariat to respond to Member for North America's concerns, please. Secretariat, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the efficiency saving, that was clearly explained by FAO, and as regards the need for some cuts, and also we'd like to also highlight the fact that when we are talking of consultants or this type of contract, this was for the website work especially, and a lot of them, then, as it is explained also, it is explained in the document, several of them for preparation of publications or for some translations, especially into Russian or into Chinese. So that was, it's only for this type of work. In practice, when it was indicated at the last session of the Commission that there would be an additional post, it was not clear at all what would be the funding after 2009. So that was never something we really expected to, it was not something really 100% sure anyway, so that does not make a lot of difference. But the funds we actually had at the end of 2009, and that allowed us to, as I explained before, to extend the language coverage, translate quite a number of standards into Arabic and Chinese, and to prepare publications by thematic area, which were actually printed because we had the budget, but in any case, the preparation of the publication in several areas. And that was how it was used for communication and publication. So that was the case. The priority, of course, is to keep the activity of its level. Whether there is this additional post did not make really lot of difference in the sense that the funding was not clear. So then, when the new budget was finalized, it was clear. It was these funds were not available. So that was the result. Talking about specific additional savings, as mentioned also by WHO, we are extremely conscious of that. When you look at the figures, you look at the back charge figures for especially the Commission of 2009. But also Commission of 2008, or the total, and you see how much is the cost. This is together interpretation, translation, and printing. As we get the back charge, when it comes back, it's not always divided between printing and interpretation, but the cost of printing will still be in the order of more than $200,000. So that would be further cost-saving measures, but that perhaps the member countries would not agree if we said, we do not print any document for the Commission. That would be very radical measures. We say now we have distributed everything electronically and we stop printing, for example, for the Commission. So that would be, we have limited the printing, but to completely discontinue, of course, that might be not very acceptable to member countries. So that's one of the additional cost-saving measures we could think of. Regarding this question of the reduction in the number of sessions of the Executive Committee, sessions, we have tried to explain that it was never reduced, it was only increased. It was increased after the evaluation. You went from 2 in the biennium to 3 in the biennium. In the Commission in 2003, it was mentioned that there could be 4 in the biennium, and that was to absorb the extra work of the evaluation, the implementation of the evaluation, because, as we all recall, it was entrusted to the Executive Committee. So that was, but we never had 4 sessions in the biennium. We had 3. That was the increase, was from 2 to 3. And you look at the pattern of session of CC Exec, it was always 3 since the held in 2003. That's why we have also put some alternative proposals. If the problem or the concern from member countries is not to have a session of the Executive Committee between the sessions of the Commission, that might be possible, and consideration might be given to discontinuing holding the session just before the Commission, but having systematically a session between the 2 sessions of the Commission, which would also, of course, require some reconsideration of the provisions in the procedural manual. But that was only proposal for the future or for consideration. So that was just the clarification we wanted to provide. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Secretary. I think on this particular agenda item, we need to note the funding that is being provided through FAO and WHO. And we thank our partners, FAO and WHO, for the funding. We also need to realize that there is now a new structure of the Codex budget. We also appreciate the contributions of the host governments, the governments that are hosting the various Codex committees. We have received from FAO and WHO the current situation regarding the level of support, which we note. We can only ask that maybe this committee, together with our partners, FAO and WHO, continue to search for more support as far as Codex activities are concerned. That concludes agenda item 3A and our morning session. We thank you very much for your attention and contribution for the morning session. I want to hand over to Secretariat if there is anything that they would like to communicate.
We start at 2:30, so nothing
from Secretariat, so let's be back here at 2:30. Thank you very much.